For the past couple of weeks, Steve Scher and Nancy Pearl have been letting their boot heels go wandering around the Seattle Public Library in Northeast Seattle. Well, this week, they met up in a used bookstore in the U District that's become a kind of an institution.
Here we are in Magus Books, which Nancy Pearl says she loves, and she loves the used bookstore. I can see why. It's where your old friends come to rest.
They do, and actually that is exactly why I both love used bookstores as well as just despair when I'm there. And part of the reason that I despair is I do look at the shelves and I see these wonderful, wonderful books that nobody or very few people know about, and there they are. I think... Why aren't they more in still in the public discourse? For example, there's a wonderful book on the shelf here by Graham Swift, Waterland, which I believe is still in print, actually, because Graham Swift is still producing books. But it's, I think, his very best book. It's certainly the book that introduced me to Graham Swift's wonderful writing. So that's here. I was looking today for Frederick Exley's books because he's such an interesting, a kind of strange, I've always thought strange writer. And just wandering, everything here from Jack London to Henry Miller. I don't think you could get very much to Lady Chatterley's Lover and other D.H. Lawrence.
We're clearly in the M's and L's.
Right.
What's the difference between a used bookstore and a library?
Oh, that's a good question, and that could probably, since I love libraries, that could be why I also love used bookstores. I think in both, the thing that draws me to both is that you're going to see titles that are not on display at your local bookstore. You're going to see older titles that are no longer in print. In both of those places, you never know what you'll find. And of course, the bottom line difference is that at one, the books are more or less free. I mean, they're paid for by taxes or whatever, but in the other, you're paying for the books. And I don't own a lot of books. I just own the books that I really, really, really love. And I'm always like wandering through bookstores and looking for those books that I have never been able to find. And I always am hopeful when I walk into a bookstore and then thrown into despair by the fact that here are all these books that no one is going to read unless someone points them out.
Also, unlike a new bookstore, there's something about a used bookstore that is both hopeful, things are being recycled, but also a little forlorn because here's this book that was printed and hasn't been owned in a long time. And like,
right,
here's Matterhorn by Carl Marlante, a book we've talked about a lot. He has a couple of copies of that. We're still in the M's. Here's a couple by Thomas Mann. This looks like an actually pretty old version of a Thomas Mann book.
So here's the
signed thing. In 1939 from Martha
present.
From George. Merry,
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas. That's lovely. One of the things about one of the things about libraries and used bookstores, and I'm sure some big old, some, you know, very big, well-stocked new bookstores, is that if you discover an author with their newest book and you want to read everything they wrote, this is where you would want to come. And to a bookstore or a library, because that happens to me so many times. I'll read a book and just think, how come I never heard of this author before? And then come to the bookstore or the library, and there it is. So I'm a regular at used bookstores in my life.
Can I show you a section that I always come to in the Magus? Because this is a long walk. We have to go out of fiction and also out of, since this is a college area bookstore, I have to go by the literary criticism section and the history of colonial American revolutions. And we have to go around past general history. I like to come to their botany section because, you know, I like to garden.
Yeah.
But I just think some of their botany books and their nature books are, because I never see these anywhere. Some of them are very old. Tropical plants put out by Viking. Anyways, roses for English gardens. It's just, it's very quirky.
And right behind the botany section are the cookbooks. So there's everything here. I mean, I'm just looking at a book called The Bold Vegetarian by one of our beloved local writers, Barty Kircher, which is a book that I have always used. Letters from Julia, a collection of letters of Julia Childs. The new James Beard cookbook. I mean, the fun of it is that you never know what you found, what you'll find. And actually, when I come in looking for a specific title, it seems to be that more often than not, it's not here, but I'll always find something that that I didn't know I wanted, but is actually there. There's an early collection from Gourmet Magazine, Nigella Lawson's Christmas book, Christmas Recipes.
I'm looking for Mark Bittman's books. I know they have them new at the bookstore, but I was just curious if they have any of them here as well.
Oh, sorry.
Not always the case, right? That is the difference, right? A used bookstore is more about, like the library, it's the wandering and discovery.
And because, you know, Mark Bittman, because he's so popular and his books are so popular, it's unlikely but not impossible that you would find one of his on the shelf.
Right. But here's David Quammen's, a couple of David Quammen books that I like. And then here's a book called Enslaved by Ducks. Do you know this book?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's completely random.
I talked about this book.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes. Enslaved by Ducks is one of the funniest books that I have ever read, and I highly recommend it to anyone who's looking for a pretty funny book.
By Bob Tart?
By Bob Tart, yes. And someone argued with me, actually. I got an email from somebody after I talked about it on the radio who said, on Morning Edition, I talked about it, and she said she did not think it was funny at all. She thought it was tragic. And, I mean, no, life is entirely funny. There are some things that happened to Bob and his wife that, you know, are unfortunate. But he's writing this to be funny, and it is very funny. Look, Diane Fossey's Gorillas in the Mist.
Yep. There's a John Marsliff's and Colleen Marsliff's book, There You Dub, Professor.
Yeah.
He studies ravens.
Corvids.
Corvids, yeah. So, and there's When Elephants Weep. Look, I could just look back at the work I've done. There's Craig Childs, just by standing in this section.
Oh, Craig Childs, Crossing Paths. Sasquatch Books published that years ago, and it's remained one of my favorite books.
This is what's great about wandering these places. You can come in and see things.
Randy Schultz and the Band Played On, the really seminal book about AIDS, and one of the great examples of terrific narrative nonfiction. And there it is on the shelf.
I was going to tell you my Randy Schultz story. Randy Schultz came into the outdoor program where I was a work-study student when I was a freshman. He said, I'm working here with you too. My name's Randy. And we sat and we worked together for a year. And he said, yeah, but I think I'm going to be a writer. My plan is to be I'm studying journalism like I was, but my plan is to be a writer. And there it was a few years later,
wow.
Randy Schultz writing and the Band Played On.
Let's not forget, there's a very, very large children's and teens section on the back wall that I always make a stop at, hoping against hope that I'll be able to find some of these old teen novels that I was so addicted to as a teen.
All right, Nancy, I'll let you go wander that, see if you find them.
I haven't yet, but hope always springs anew every time I walk in the door.
Nancy Pearl and Steve Scheer wandering the aisles at Magus Books, a used bookstore in the University District. Who knows where they'll be wandering next week.